Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is August the 17th, the third Thursday in the month of August. Happy August. Happy Thursday. Happy summer slash fall. Right? We're doing a shift. Happy New Year 2023. We are vastly approaching the fall season, y'all. I cannot believe it. You know, the trees are not turning yet, but soon the air will flow. The whistles will blow and we'll be, you know, the earth will be full of yellows, greens, browns, reds, just blowing the leaves back and forth in the air while the trees go bare. That rhymed. But although trees lose their leaves, there is another season that will flow around and bring more leaves for the trees. Amen. And so I love that metaphor, just thinking about how trees lose their leaves and the next season their leaves grow back even fuller and richer and greener than never before. So whatever you've lost today, whatever you feel like you may be losing, guess what? There will be a shift in the season. Well, God will bring back the leaves in your life. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for all of the support. Please subscribe to this podcast and also check out my YouTube channel. And if you want to find out more about what's new happening with the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. All right. Well, we're in a we're still in the month of August. I was about to say we're in a new month, but we're not in a new month. We are still in the month of August. And we're still under this same theme. Why are you holding on to what they said? Why are you holding on to what they said? So this week is part two. And we're going to dig a little deeper into those thinking habits, right? Just talking about what or why are you still holding on to what they said? We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting others' creativity, and we're so honored to do so. So today I'm going to read a very short quote by Live Happy, www.livelifehappy. And so the quote says, "By hanging on to the old negative thoughts and emotions, you are only harming yourself and attracting even more negative energy." Yes, that is a great quote. Yes, hanging on to things that we should not be hanging on to. The quote says, what does it do? It harms you. It hurts you. It does not hurt anyone else but you. And once your ear gates hear the negativity, it creates even more negative energy, which is why we all need to have good thinking habits. And these good thinking habits can combat the negative thoughts that can happen as a result of the negative things that we've heard spoken to us. Amen. And so last week we discussed the importance of persistence, right? Not giving the enemy a home in our mind, right? No vacancy here, devil. I have to be intentional about that. When something comes up, I have to literally say no vacancy, right? Now this week we're talking about another thinking habit that will help us to get rid of the things that we're holding on to, things that people said to us. And so number two, this is our second thinking habit, and that is we have to learn how to separate our events from our thoughts and our feelings. Now, what I like to say is that you always need to do a fact check, right? F-A-C-T, a fact check, right? And so what does that mean? That means that you have to learn how to decipher what is fact from what you feel, from what you think. And it is that separation that happens that helps you really understand what is going on, helps you really understand and process things, helps you to understand and internalize things. And this may sound easy just to do this separation, but it's really not an easy task. You know, you just think about this particular thinking habit you have to put into practice, because our mind is not wired in that way. Our mind is wired in a way to clump our thoughts, our feelings, the negative event, everything together in one place, in one pile, when they really should be separate. And let me give you an example if you're unclear. I remember when my ex-husband told me that he never wanted to be married, and we had been together for a span of 24 years, dating and married. And when he said that to me, I lumped it all together. I didn't do the fact check. I didn't do that separation. I internalized what he said and kept saying to myself and others, my ex-husband threw me away. I'm like a piece of trash. That is how I internalized it. And that is what I held on to, right? Of what he said. Now you see how I lumped everything together, when a good thinking habit would have processed it differently and said, okay, let me pause and reevaluate what was said. And this is what we do not do in order to make this separation. We don't do this. It's not something that I would say we were taught to do. You know, we don't stop and pause and reevaluate what was said versus, right, the event, you know, our thoughts and our feelings. We don't make those separate entities. And so from my example, my ex-husband said he didn't want to be married anymore. That's what he said. Or he really never wanted to be married. And that was the event or the fact, right? And if anyone heard our dialogue and our conversation, they would conclude the same fact. That's how you know. If somebody comes to the same, if 10 people hear the same conversation and they all come to the same conclusion, that is a fact of what happened, right? And so now after you cipher and decipher, right, the event, then you can think about your thoughts, right? What are you thinking in that moment? And what are you feeling in that moment about what was said? You see, those are all three different separate entities. And so this is a thinking habit many people do not really know how to do. They don't really practice it, especially from the jump or the beginning of the negative talk. Because I'm telling you, when somebody comes out of their mouth the wrong way, right, it can easily trigger you, right, to respond, to react instead of respond. It can easily trigger you to 100 when that's really not what they meant, right? It can trigger some things. And now I have to say, I've gotten better, right, with my fact check. But still, it's a challenge. Initially, when somebody says something out of their mouth negative to me, my mind goes it lumps and clumps everything together. And so I internalize it just like you. I know I'm not the only one. We internalize it, what? Immediately. And we put it all in the same pot. But the key to this thinking habit is to take a pause, is to reevaluate after that negativity has been spoken and do a fact check. And think about what was said. Right? I want you to think about something somebody said to you that was negative, that was hurtful, painful, whatever it was, right? And think about how you internalized it, right? How you lumped and clumped it all together. Think about your thoughts and how you were feeling and how you twisted it, right? And that's what I did. I twisted what he said, but that wasn't fact. And so, see, this is where we get in trouble. It is how we internalize what was said. Here's another example. If, say, for example, you were married and your husband cheated on you with, you found out whether it was one or multiple women, right? The question is, what were you thinking and feeling when you found out? What did you clump all together? Again, the enemy is always on his job trying to get us to feel bad, disgusted, envious, self-pity, you know, to damper our self-esteem, right? Our self-worth, make us feel inadequate, like we're not enough. You know, the heart is deceitful and we cannot trust the heart. This is why we have to do this separation. And when the enemy can get us in this space, we cannot clearly hear the voice of God to understand the event, your thoughts, and your feelings are all separate. Only thing you're clumping all together is what he did and how you twisted it. When you internalize, right, that conversation, you internalize it in a way, right, that really wasn't the event. And so now I'm going to say this, you know, sometimes, you know, especially in this type of scenario, when somebody has cheated on you, you automatically assume it was your fault. And unfortunately, even some men can even say, well, it was because you didn't do X, Y, and Z, right? But you have to understand the event, the act of what that person did had nothing to do with you. Whether they say it or what have you, had nothing to do with you. Now, again, they could place the blame, but had nothing to do with you. And so those are facts, right? Now, so how you internalize the event, how you internalize your thoughts and your feelings, you have to keep them separate. You cannot lump those things together. Say that to yourself. I will stop lumping things together. Now, you know, what I want to do is a certain technique. And the technique is called RAIN. It's something that I learned, you know, really new. When I found out about this technique, I was like, let me try to put a spin on this. And so it's called RAIN, R-A-I-N. And so when you're doing this separation or fact check and you pause and you reevaluate, right? You reevaluate what happened. You internalize your thoughts and your feelings in this way. This is what I want you to do once you push that pause button. So R represents recognize your thoughts and your feelings. Give them a name. So in other words, name it, right? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? So are you feeling sad? Are you feeling betrayed? Are you feeling hurt? Are you feeling rejected, right? Give it a name. That is R. You know, A, acknowledge those thoughts and feelings. So in other words, embrace it, right? Because that event happened to you and it made you feel this way. That happened, right? And when things happen, they can make you feel a certain way. Sometimes people, you know, want to tell you, oh, you shouldn't think, you should not think like that. You should not feel like that. But you have a right to feel the way you feel, right? Next, I stands for investigate your thoughts and emotions. So in other words, are those thoughts and emotions helping you to feel better or worse? You got to investigate that thing, because they may be healthy or they may be unhealthy. They may be toxic or they may not be toxic. This is why you have to investigate how you feel. And lastly, N is for nurturing yourself. And you nurture yourself first in a way that helps you understand that you matter and your life matters. Amen. And so definitely this is a process. Say that to yourself. This is a process, especially depending on what comes out of people's mouths. And I'm telling you, unfortunately, we can't stop. We can't control what other people say. We can control how we internalize it. Amen. And so this is a great thinking habit that I want you to use to release what others have said to you negatively. Amen. Where did the time go? We have to, oh man, this is a good one. We got to learn how to make this separation. We got to learn, you know, and understand what we, when we internalize what we hear, we do not hold on to it. And internalize negative stuff that people say to us. We can't control what they say, but we can pause, right? And make the separation from the event, our thoughts, and our feelings. And that is something that we have to put into practice. We can't clump everything together in one pile. We have to learn how to make it rain. Amen. So recognize how you feel. Acknowledge your feelings, investigate those feelings, and nurture you. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be.